afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show on this September the 29th. Just a couple of days left. What? One more day left until we head into October. Before we know it, Halloween. Before we know it, the holidays will be here. Can you believe it? Wow, where has 2021 gone? In some ways, it seems like it's taken forever, and in some ways, it seems like it's just sped on by. You know it? I'll tell you what. Well, the wife and I had a nice weekend. We ate at some place that we've never ate at before, and I'll tell you where coming up in just about 30 seconds. First of all, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And I'll be visiting Rick myself tomorrow because it's haircut time. It's getting a little long. And when it gets a little long, it starts to become a little bit unmanageable. So it's time to visit Rick down at Waldo Barbershop, and he'll make sure he gets it clipped up real nice and short for me. Not too short. I still like to part it, but in any case. Well, let me tell you about the place that we have never ate at before. Is it ate at or eaten at? Anyways, we went down to Delaware, Ohio to a restaurant called Shorty's. It's right across from part of the Grady's Hospital property. Not right across from the building itself, but kind of the parking lot. It's right beside, if you know where Joy's Chinese is, there's a plaza there. Well, just east of that, it's got its own building. It's called Shorty's, and it was absolutely delicious. 1 out of 5 bellies, I give it 5 bellies. And I got lasagna to eat, and it literally came out in a gigantic bowl, just full of lasagna and hamburger and cheese. It was absolutely wonderful. And it was like $12.99, and it came with a huge salad. Well, not huge, but I mean a good size salad. And also 2... nice sizes of garlic bread. And I'll tell you, it was good. And then my wife got the fettuccine. And the chicken fettuccine. And the chicken tasted so good in that. And it also came with a salad and garlic bread as well. And it was only like 12-something as well. So we got out the door for under $30. And we usually figure that when we go to a nice restaurant, or any restaurant, it's about $40 for the both of us, plus tip. So we got out for under $30, so we were happy. The service was great. There was just one girl operating the whole thing. I wish I had gotten their name. But she was just a smiling waitress and just very helpful, made sure our drinks did not run dry. And we will definitely be back to Shorty's. By the way, you can see the video of our excursion there to Shorty's if you go to radionate.webs.com and then click on What's on the Plate. It'll take you to my Facebook page, and you can see the videos there. Now, if you don't have Facebook, I think it'll let you see one or two of my videos. So it might let you see the one where we went to last night, and that was the dinner at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo. And they have a dinner every, I believe it's every fourth Tuesday of the month. They have a free supper. And boy, is it good. So I reviewed that one. So you might see that video. I think if you don't have Facebook, you can still at least see one of the videos. But radionate.webs.com, click on the link, What's on the Plate. It'll take you to my What's on the Plate Facebook page. But if you have Facebook, you can see all the videos that we've done. And we just have a good time doing that. We rank each restaurant 1 to 5 bellies. And that's how we rate each restaurant. But Shorty's down in Delaware, it's definitely worth the trip. We found a couple of really good restaurants down there. The Scoreboard, which is just around the corner from Shorty's, and Shorty's. So far down in Delaware. Of course, we've also been to several places in Delaware to eat, but it's been a while since we've partaken at those locations. But anyways, so a good place to eat, Shorty's down in Delaware. All right, today I'm giving away a $15 gift certificate to Domino's Pizza. So you can get your pizza delivered right here in the Marion area. But if you'd like a $15 Domino's Pizza gift card, all you need to do for a chance to win is call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. All right, 740-383-9944 is my number. 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome to play as we head through drive time here on a Wednesday afternoon. 4:22 is the time, and here we go with the trivia. The pointy formations that grow up from the floor where water drops fall in a cave. What are they called? The pointy formations that grow up from the floor where water drops fall in a cave. What are they called? Until 1986, coal miners and miners in general took what animals with them into caves to test if the air was breathable? Until about 1986, miners took what animals with them into caves to test if the air was breathable. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Are they called stalagmites?
Stalagmites, that's correct. That is right. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Is this Lee?
Yep.
All right, Lee. Good to hear from you today. You enjoying the nice weather today?
Oh, it's beautiful out, ain't it?
Oh, it sure is. You just
couldn't
ask.
I like this weather. I like a little cool in the mornings and, you know, in the 70s in the afternoon.
You just can't ask for a better day today.
Nope.
Yeah, pretty nice out there. Well, I hope you have a great evening, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win, Lee.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Lee. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Stalagmites is the correct answer. Where did the idea for hula hoops, which became a craze in the late 1950s, come from? Where did the idea for hula hoops, which became a craze in the late 1950s, come from? Hi, we're on the air.
Cats.
Cats is the correct answer. Well, how are you today?
Oh, I guess I'm hanging in there. My arm's just paining.
Your arm's a paining you?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to figure out some way to, I don't know, does heat help it? Get a heat pad?
No, ice.
Oh, ice, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ice helps it out a little bit. Yeah. Probably swells a little bit on you, don't it?
Sometimes, but I moved furniture today, so.
Oh, dear. Okay, so you was working.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Miss April. Well, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mm. All right. Stuffing as many people as possible into what became popular in the 1950s? Stuffing as many people as possible into what became popular in the 1950s? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? In the Merry Adventures of Robin Hood, what does the Sheriff of Nottingham offer as a prize to lure Robin Hood to the archery match? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
A telephone booth.
A telephone booth. That is correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And who's this?
This is Phyllis.
Phyllis. All right, Phyllis. It is good to hear from you today. Is your day going okay?
Yes, I've been cooking all day. I'm having card club tomorrow, so I'm doing lunch for the girls.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, that'll be yummy for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they enjoy it.
I bet they do. Yep, there's nothing like a good lunch, you know it? Well,
yep.
Well, you take care, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, Phyllis.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, starting off, we got Lee, April, and Phyllis in the drawing. We can get you to 740-383-9944. In The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood, what does the Sheriff of Nottingham offer as a prize to lure Robin Hood to the archery match? What does Scrooge send to the Cratchit family on Christmas Day? What does Scrooge send to the Cratchit family on Christmas Day? The start of a river is called its what? The start of a river is called its what? What is a watering hole in the desert called? What is a watering hole in the desert called? And which is the world's highest peak? Which is the world's highest peak? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, hula hoops come from the bamboo hoops that Australian kids use.
Yes, that is correct. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Making progress each day?
Yeah.
Good. Yep. Good, yeah. It is no fun to be down sick, for sure.
No, it's not.
Oh, man, yeah. Especially when, you know, it just goes on for, you know, days at a time, you know?
Oh, right.
Oh, boy, yeah. All right. Well, Mr. David, we will get you signed up for a chance to win.
All right, appreciate it.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Uh-huh, good to talk to you. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, those are the trivia questions we have for today at 740-383-9944. 4:28 is the time on a Wednesday afternoon drive time, and glad you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. It's good to have you tuned in today. Hi, we're on the air.
How about an oasis in the desert?
Yes, an oasis is correct. How are you today?
Very good. I wanted to thank you for taking the effort to mail these prizes out to people. That's very kind of you.
Oh, not a problem at all. I just want to make it easier for folks so nobody has to worry about coming out. You know it?
That's right. There's sometimes such a limited time that Scott says things are available, so it's very nice to know they're coming in the mail.
Yep. Not a problem. You know, gift cards are easy to mail for sure.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Janet, for calling in. Okay. Well, you know what? I have some offbeat fun facts for you right here. Feel free to call any time. I'll get your call up on the air here at Offbeat News and Trivia. But some offbeat fun facts that I have for you right here. Did you know that the middle finger has the fastest growing nail? Yeah, so get your clippers out and start clipping. The average person takes 23,000 breaths a day. It is not possible to tickle yourself. Yeah, I guess not. Well, I don't know. My foot's a little ticklish when I try to tickle it. I don't know about that. More of those coming up in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
A turkey?
Yes, a turkey is what Scrooge sent the Cratchit family. How are you today?
Stupendous. How about you?
I am doing great today. Thank you so much. You been up to anything fun, Sarah?
Well, I haven't really been having too much fun lately.
Yeah?
I mean, nothing too bad either, just
Just life.
Ho-hum.
Yeah, just life. I know how that goes.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, just going through the days, right?
Yeah.
Just sometimes you just go through the motions,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sometimes you just, things become tedious and monotonous, but oh well, that's life.
Yeah. Yeah, every once in a while you just need something to, you know, some sort of excitement to come along, but not too exciting, you know.
Right, we don't want to...
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of not too exciting,
right.
I'm just scared to cross off.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well,
okay.
Have a good show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sarah. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:31, Wednesday afternoon, Offbeat News and Trivia on September the 29th. Hey, it's good to see these calls rolling in here. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
What? Phone booth.
Did you say phone booth?
Yeah.
That is correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good. It's been a while since I heard from you. Is this Mr. Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to since I've talked to you last?
Well, I'm just doing some solar. I got my stuffy.
Okay. So how's the schoolwork going?
Really good.
Good, good. Now, what all are you learning? Are you learning your ABCs, or what all are you learning?
Well, my teacher's gone today. She doesn't really feel good.
Oh, okay. All right. So did you have somebody else fill in?
Yeah, different teachers come in, but this teacher, she does not want to leave, and she won't leave. She's up here for 1,000,000 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. So do you like your teacher okay? Do you like her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. She treats you okay?
Yeah.
Good, good. So, in general, do you like school okay?
Yeah, I like school okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, how do you get along riding the school bus?
Well, I did ride the school bus today. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. All right. All right. Do you sit in the front of the school bus or the back of the school bus, or where do you sit?
Well, when Sean's on the bus driver wants us to move a seat.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got to kind of move on back?
Yeah, just one seat.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're liking school, okay? That's good. And they don't give you too much homework then?
Well, every day there's homework.
Yeah, every day. Right.
But this teacher doesn't give out homework.
Oh, so you don't have any homework tonight then?
All of the teachers that comes in my classroom to teach us, they just don't want us to have homework.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, well, that's good. Well, Noah, I will put you in for a chance to win a Domino's pizza, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling me, and I've missed talking to you, and you take care, all right?
All right.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, it's been several weeks since we heard from Noah and the different kids that call the program, so there you go. He called and got one of our trivia questions answered anyhow here at 740-383-9944. Okay, offbeat fun facts that we have for you. Did you know that children have more taste buds than adults? So I guess food tastes better to them, maybe. A lemon contains more sugar than a strawberry. The bumblebee bat weighs less than a penny. Pound cake got its name from the original recipe, which called for a pound of butter. Jousting is the official sport of Maryland. And dragonflies have six legs but cannot walk. And there's your offbeat fun facts for you for this week. By the way, if you'd like to look those up for yourself, you can by just going to the website snapple.com, as in the drink, Snapple. Click on their real facts, and they have thousands of these up there, of these fun facts, and you can just check those out. And then I have links to different things on my website, too, by going to radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. We also want to thank the radio station. They have a great website, too, and you can see all the show archives up there as well. Everything I've done is up there, so you can listen at your heart's content. You can have an offbeat news and trivia extravaganza at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. When you go to the front page, just scroll down a little bit, click on Listen Live, and anywhere you have an internet connection, you can listen to the program. Tell everybody, tell all your friends. We're here from 4:15 until 5 o'clock, and we're always giving away something. And so we like to give away something. And today is a $15 gift card to Domino's Pizza. We'll do more trivia coming up in just a moment. First of all, I have some offbeat news for you. Organizers of the upcoming Saudi Arabian Formula One Grand Prix promoted the event by assembling the world's largest Lego Formula One car from, get this, 500,000 bricks. 500,000 Legos. Wow. The Saudi Automobile and Motorcycle Federation employed a group of professional Lego builders to assemble the green Formula One car at Jeddah's Red Sea Mall. The finished product, composed of 500,000 Lego bricks, took the Guinness World Record from Ferrari, which previously assembled a Formula One car from 350,000 bricks. The Saudi Arabian Formula One Grand Prix is scheduled to take place in Jeddah in December. I remember they used to make some pretty neat creations when I was a kid out of Legos. You would see them just kind of standing in different places. I remember Myers out there used to have some pretty interesting creations made out of Legos. And it just doesn't seem like you see them anymore. But, of course, if you go down to Easton, down there in Columbus, they have a Lego store, and there they have some pretty interesting creations made out of Legos as well. Also this, in Iowa City's annual Pancake Day celebration, featured a Guinness World Record being broken when a total 14,280 pancakes were served up at the festival. Organizers of Pancake Day in Centerville said 2,400 pounds of pancake batter were donated for the event by grocery chain Hy-Vee, which previously set the Guinness record for the largest serving of pancakes at 13,000 in Blue Springs, Missouri in June. About 100 volunteers who represented numerous local businesses cooked up 14,280 pancakes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday to take the record. Organizers said about 17,000 pancakes are usually served during an average pancake day, but the number was reduced for the record attempt to ensure all the pancakes followed Guinness requirements. The requirements stipulated each pancake must be at least 5 inches in diameter and no more than 0.39 inches thick. I love a good pancake. In fact, the wife and I are having breakfast food tonight. We were scheduled to have breakfast food last Wednesday, but then we decided at the last minute to go to Applebee's. That was good, too. An Idaho man, yes, this is who you're thinking of. With multiple Guinness World Records for juggling, combined two of his skills by catching 35 grapes in his mouth while juggling three balls for 1 minute. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records, teamed up with frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon to break the record for most grapes caught in the mouth in 1 minute while juggling. Rush juggled three balls for the 1 minute time limit while Hannon threw the grapes into his mouth. Rush said it took some practice to learn how to not move his hands out of the juggling position while moving his face to catch the grapes. The men were aiming to beat the record of 27, but another team managed to take the record with 32 before Rush and Hannon's attempt was approved. In the end, they took the record with 35 grapes caught. They are always doing something else. He's trying to break one record a week, and it looks like he's doing it so far. And David Rush is just something else for sure. All right, we have a couple more trivia questions to see if we can get answered here at 740-383-9944. That's our number. We're giving away a $15 Domino's Pizza gift card. So if you like that pizza out at Domino's, which is good, I enjoy their sausage pizza. That's great. When the radio station here has an event, like when we celebrate our anniversary or we have a Christmas party, Domino's Pizza usually sponsors, and we have Domino's Pizza here, and we usually have pepperoni pizza and sausage pizza, and then, of course, their breadsticks are good as well, and it's just delicious. So that's what we're giving away today, a $15 Domino's Pizza gift card. So if you'd like a chance to win this, call me, answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And coming up here at 4:55 this very afternoon, we will find out who our winner is going to be as we do it drawing style right here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM. We are WWGH Marion, Ohio. Who was the first person to walk on the moon? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? In the Merry Adventures of Robin Hood, what does the Sheriff of Nottingham offer as a prize to lure Robin Hood to the archery match? In the Merry Adventures of Robin Hood, what does the Sheriff of Nottingham offer as a prize to lure Robin Hood to the archery match? Hi, we're on the air.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong is right. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great today. And who's this?
This would be Michelle.
Michelle. All right, Michelle. Good to have you call in today.
Thank you.
You enjoying the weather today?
Loving it.
It is great today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, we will get you signed up for a chance to win, and I appreciate you calling in today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 4:44 on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, the start of a river is called its what? The start of a river is called its what? And which is the world's highest peak? Which is the world's highest peak? Can you tell me the answer to that particular question? And that's what we got left. We've got three trivia questions left here at 740-383-9944. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks, Waldo Barbershop. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing?
Bob, I'm great. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I guess we're all watching, pull over. staying there for about 2 or 3 minutes. I just got off the floor. Trying to figure that out. And I can't sit too long. And we're working on it. I'm just trying to hang in there. So, anyway, the start of the river is called the Head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yep. Well, I hope they get you all figured out, buddy.
I haven't worked out since I've been out also. I can't get down the steps. I can't. If I walk about half a block, I gotta have somebody give me back to make sure I don't fall over.
Yeah,
so I don't leave the house.
Kind of just staying inside.
Yeah, okay, but air on the porch as far as I get.
Right.
Because I get down the steps, but I gotta crawl back up when somebody's gotta drag me up. So I just stay in there. I can't even get my shoes on to get out there to go to the doctor's office.
Oh boy. So yeah. they've been coming to you, right?
Yeah. So they're working on it. I just have to see what they can come up with.
Yeah.
I'm glad you and your wife had a nice weekend. So,
yeah, we did. It was, we did. We had a nice time.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll get over here with somebody else get a chance.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, we've had our listeners had some struggles out there. David wasn't doing good for the longest time, and he's getting his strength back, and then Bob's not doing so well now. So keep them in your thoughts, would you? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Mount Everest?
It is Mount Everest. That is correct. Well, this is Judy C., right?
Yep.
All
sure
right,
is.
Judy C., good to hear from you. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Good, good. Glad to hear from you. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 4:55 is when we're doing our drawing, and that's coming up here pretty soon. So get ready, and we will find out who our winner is going to be. It is September the 29th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. 1789, a regular army was established by the U.S. War Department with several hundred men. 1829, the first public appearance by London's reorganized police force was met with jeers from political opponents. The force became known as Scotland Yard. 1930, Lowell Thomas made his debut on CBS Radio. He was in the radio business for the next 46 years. 1930, Bing Crosby and Dixie Lee were married. 1951, on this date, the first network football game was televised by CBS TV in color. The game was between the University of California and the University of Pennsylvania. 1953, Make Room for Daddy premiered on ABC TV. 1957, the New York Giants played their last game at the Polo Grounds. The next year, the Giants were in San Francisco, California. 1962, U.S. President John F. Kennedy nationalized the Mississippi National Guard in response to city officials defying federal court orders. The orders had been to enroll James Meredith at the University of Mississippi. 1963, My Favorite Martian premiered on CBS TV. Also 1963, on this date, The Judy Garland Show premiered on CBS TV. 1967, the International Monetary Fund reformed monetary systems around the world. And finally, on this date in 1977, Eva Shane became the first woman to officiate a heavyweight title boxing match. About 70 million people watched Muhammad Ali defeat Ernie Shavers on NBC TV. And that's what happened on this September 29th on this day in history. Mentioned there about President Kennedy on this date. And I have a really nice, I really don't know what you call it because it's soft and it's made out of cloth. But it's a little, I guess you'd call it a mural because it's not a painting. But it's a picture, and it's a good size, made out of President Kennedy, that you can hang on the wall or use as a throw on the bed or whatever, because you don't want to use it as a rug, you know, but it's kind of rug material, sort of like. So I've got it hanging up on the window, and it looks nice up there, but I've had it for several years, and I saw a picture from years ago that my mom has in her scrapbook, and it was actually hanging on the wall down in the Waldo Sportsman Club years ago. And so I don't know if they have another one or if this is that one. But whatever the case is I treasure that one. And I, President Kennedy and President Reagan are two of the presidents that I really have followed in history. And I have a lot of memorabilia so far as books and little statuettes and different things of President Kennedy and President Reagan and different presidents. I'm just interested in presidents in general. And so, that just a little side note, but I got to thinking about that because I hung that up on the, I moved it today and hung that President Kennedy little mural up on the window today. And it looks nice up there. Maybe I'll put a picture up on my website at RadioNate.webs.com for you to take a look at it too. 3 minutes until we do our drawing. Hey, travel with me down the little hallway here and sit with me. I've got the chairs all spread out for us. And on the chalkboard, I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week. And I have some lemonade for us that I've made. And so go ahead and grab a glass of lemonade and you can enjoy that while we learn today, okay? It's this week's Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is perfidy. Perfidy. P-E-R-F-I-D-Y. Perfidy. It's a noun. The definition is deliberate breach of faith or trust, faithlessness or treachery. That's what it means. And perfidy was first recorded in English in the late 1500s. So perfidy is an old word, and that is this week's Weird Word of the Week. So you can add that to your vocabulary, again meaning deliberate breach of faith or trust. So when somebody really, really breaks your trust, have you had anybody ever break your trust? Yeah, you really, really trust them and they break it. Well, that's perfidy. That's what that means. All right, let's see. We only have one more question to get answered here at 740-383-9944, and it's the Robin Hood question. In the movie, in the Disney movie, or in the story Robin Hood, what does the Sheriff of Nottingham offer as a prize to lure Robin Hood to the archery match? So what is the prize? What is the prize at the archery match in Robin Hood? If you know, 740-383-9944 will slide you in here real quick. It's a $15 Domino's Pizza gift card is what we're giving away today. You can join these winners, and we'll find out here in just about 30 seconds. We'll find out who our winner is going to be today. I appreciate all the phone calls today, lighting up our phone lines. It was good to hear from each and every one of you. I appreciate each and every one of you being out there listening. Those that call are absolutely wonderful, and I know there's a host of others out there that do not call that are out there as well. So thank you so much. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
A silver arrow.
Well, Close enough. It was a golden arrow. But that's right. That's good. How are
you? Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And what's your name?
Pam Haver.
Pam Haver.
Yeah.
All right, Pam. Well, we'll get you signed up here, and I appreciate your phone call today, Pam.
I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a good evening now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, it's time to get everybody signed. Well, they're all signed up already. Time to get everybody shuffled around here and find out who our winner is going to be. Okay, for a $15 gift card to Domino's Pizza. And here we go. They're all mixed up. And I'm picking somebody here off the bottom today. I usually pick out of the middle, but we'll pick somebody off the bottom of the stack, find out who it's going to be. The winner today would happen to be April. April, congratulations. You win the $15 Domino's Pizza gift card. So you can order yourself up something good with your favorite toppings on it. But I want to thank everybody that did call in. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, David. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you, Judy C. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Pam. And thank you, April, for phoning in today. We appreciate it very much. You guys make this afternoon drive time on a Wednesday go around for sure. And we couldn't do offbeat news and trivia without you folks. And it makes this program a lot of fun to do, talking to all you listeners out there. And I just never know who's going to be there when I press the call button, because I'm the screener and I'm everything. We just do wide open lines here, and whoever's on the line is up and ready to go. So it's just unscreened open lines is how we do it here at WWGH Radio, and it's always a lot of fun. And we enjoy it for sure. Well, we have just enough time for our Ladies' Corner. And we like to do a recipe here at the end of the program. And today's no exception. We have taco pinwheels for you. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture. Taco pinwheels. Roll up lots of flavor into these taco pinwheels with ground beef, onions, tomatoes, taco seasoning, and more. You'll pack all the delicious flavors of your favorite handheld into wonderful flaky crescent dough. Try these taco pinwheels anytime. Here's what you need. 1/2 pound ground beef. 1/2 cup each chopped onions and tomatoes. 2 tablespoons of Kraft Zesty Italian Dressing. 4 teaspoons of taco seasoning mix. 1 can, that's 8 ounces, of refrigerated crescent dough sheet. 1 cup Kraft Mexican Style finely shredded 4 cheese. Here's how to make it. Brown your beef with onions and tomatoes in large skillet over medium heat. Drain. Return meat mixture to skillet. Stir in dressing and seasoning mix. Cool completely. Unroll the crescent dough onto lightly floured surface. Press into 12 by 10 inch rectangle. Sprinkle with cheese to within 1 inch of all sides. Cover with beef mixture. Roll up dough starting at one long side. Press seams together to seal. Wrap tightly with plastic wrap. Refrigerate 15 minutes. Heat your oven to 375. Transfer roll up to cutting board. Cut into 12 slices. Place cut sides on a parchment covered baking sheet. Press tops of pinwheels to flatten slightly. Then bake 18 to 20 minutes or until golden brown. Let stand 1 minute before removing pinwheels from baking sheet to serve. Again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You will find it there. All right. Hey, once again, check out my website, radionate.webs.com. While there, click on the What's on the Plate link, and you can see the videos of the restaurants that my wife and I visit around. So if you have Facebook, and even if you don't, I believe it'll let you see at least one video there. That's radionate.webs.com. If you have the internet, click on the What's on the Plate link. It'll show you the videos there. Okay, until next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock, I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair One. It's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. Once again, thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. We thank them very much. Until next week, you all take care. There's more programming straight ahead. Keep it here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion, Ohio.
Order. But none of them was...